Turn it up a notch. Detroit basketball.
Let's do it. Welcome to the Detroit Pistons postgame show. I am your host, David M. Allen, on this beautiful Sunday night, live in Detroit, Michigan, covering this beatdown that just occurred involving the Detroit Pistons and the Milwaukee Bucks. End score, Pistons 98, Bucks 83. Really, if you watch the game and the feel of the game, had a feel of you would think the Pistons would have won by 25 instead of 15, because I feel as though they manhandled Milwaukee pretty much from the second quarter on to the fourth. They pretty much kept all of the Bucks in check for the most part until the fourth quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, only Giannis Antetokounmpo had double-digit scoring, and he had 17, and he ended with 17. So you draw your own conclusions. They held Jabari Parker to 13 points. After that, Greg Monroe had 11. He didn't have no real impact on the boards. He had 5. Giannis had 17, 8, and 8, but, I mean, it's not indicative to the final score. He didn't really have any help, and Detroit just dominated. They had 5 people in double digits. Tobias Harris had 16. Marcus Morris, Marcus, had 11. Andre Drummond had another great game. He had 20 points, 23 rebounds, his 10th career 20-20 game. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, ended the game with 21 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 53% shooting. Ish Smith poured in 11. He had a horrible shooting night, though. 5 for 18. He did pour in 7 assists, but he had a horrible shooting night. Other than that, man, the Pistons really controlled this game. I mean, they really controlled this game. My only real worry is, when will they get Stanley Johnson going? Stanley had 0 points tonight. I think he had either 2 or 4 the other night. I don't know what's going on with him so far, but he only played 15 minutes. He didn't even take a shot. Not a shot. So he had 15 minutes, 0 rebounds. I mean, 4 rebounds, 0 points. I don't know why he didn't take a shot. I don't know why he only played 15 minutes. Like I said, Pistons controlled this game pretty much the whole way through, at least 3 quarters. At one point, they were up almost 20. Bucks did cut it down to single digits at one point, but Detroit was just too much for them to handle. Next opponent will be the New York Knicks on Tuesday. I don't see the Pistons having a problem with the Knicks at all. I mean, look what they just did to the Bucks. Not that, yes, the Bucks are on the Knicks level. I'm not going to sit here and act like the Knicks are world beaters, because they're not. If this was the Cavs, I'd have more to say about that. But I'll get to that on the pregame show on Tuesday. But as for now, Bucks got manhandled. Pistons are 2-1. It's my prediction that they will end up at least second in this competitive yet underrated division. And his division has a few stars in it. Obviously, LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love. For the Cavs and for the Bulls, you have Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade. I don't know if you count Rajon Rondo. Whether you do or you don't, he's a really, really solid point guard. Then with the Bucks, you know, you have Giannis. And at one point, people were calling Jabari a star. I'm not sure what you call him right now. But either way, the Pacers, they have Paul George, who me and Terrell commonly refer to as Peg. And they have a bunch of solid teams in this conference. It's stacked, I'll tell you that. It reminds me of what the NFC West was a couple of years ago in the NFL. Very competitive, very hard-nosed. Everybody was fighting for a win. It wasn't easy. Every game is going to count. And, you know, that's just what I feel about it. Pistons will have to bring their A game every night. I'm expecting them, and I know it's early, we're three games in, but I fully expect them to be at least the 3 seed come April. When Reggie gets back, Reggie Jackson, when he gets back, obviously he's the lead guard on his team. Ish Smith will have to take a back seat. I mean, he's serviceable, and I agree with Terrell when he says that he should be starting somewhere in this league, but he won't be starting here. That's what he won't be doing. But tonight was a great win. Ish had 11 points, 7 assists. He had 4 turnovers. I won't hold that against him because it was a nice win. But he's played 31 minutes. And he'll scale that back a bit when Reggie gets back. But it was a pretty solid game. Bring on the Knicks. Bring on the all injury team. All injury first team. Tuesday will be the first back to back of the season. Tuesday on the 1st they play the Knicks, 7:30 Eastern. In Detroit, the second game of that back-to-back is in Brooklyn. So I'm looking at the schedule, wondering who put this together. And I say that because to play a game in Detroit and then play the next one in Brooklyn when you are playing two different New York teams, doesn't it make more sense to just schedule both games in New York? I mean, one's in Manhattan, one's in Brooklyn. Why would you go from Detroit to New York the next day? Doesn't really make that much sense to me. But either way, it's going to be a good game. Like JR would say, it's going to be a slobber knocker. So I guess I'll see you people on Tuesday. You have a good night. Let's go home.
Let's go home! Let's go home!